Well, hey there. Are you looking to listen to a couple of fellas talking about stuff? Well, you're in luck, because that's what Mac and T are here for. If and you want more from these fine folks, go ahead and find them on Instagram, Threads, TikTok, and Twitch. The handle is Off All Day Podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello, your call cannot be taken at the moment, so please leave your message after the tone.
What is up, my friend?
You know, I'm not gonna lie, that sounded... Oh. Am I still here?
Yeah, you're still here.
Okay, I thought when I clicked out of it, I didn't know if it hung up. I was trying to click out of my Spotify. Anyways, when you said that, that sounded like someone that, you know, didn't want to be insensitive to the darker colored people, if you know what I mean.
I think you're the only one that would go there.
That's not true.
If I greeted anybody else with "How goes it, my friend?" or whatever it is, like I said,
that's not what you said.
What did I say?
You said, "What is up, my
what
friend?"
What is up? I don't think that is. Well, I certainly didn't mean anything by it. I say that to many people. I have many greetings for many people. Although you're one of the brownest people I know, so
I guess
there's that.
That's not true.
I said one. I didn't say you were the brownest person. Oh, okay. I just said you're one of the brownest
one
people
of many.
I know.
Okay. not a whole lot, man. Just, you know. Same old, just been working away and, why is this jazz music playing?
Are you a big jazz fan?
No, I had HD poker up, and I guess the lobby is jazz music, so I'm assuming that's what a casino feels like to them. Wow. But just working, just kind of really grinding this new position as case manager. It's been pretty hectic, honestly. It gets overwhelming at times, but for the most part, I mean, I've been able to manage. I've been really, really busy with work. It's kind of been hard to kind of find that work-home balance, but...
Right?
It's hard because, you know, we drive to Grand Island for work every day. And so by the time we get off, get home, do baths, do homework, you know, yada, yada. It's just like, the day is gone, you know.
Oh, I get that. I don't even work that far away from home.
Yeah, and, you know, just with the kids. And so, yeah, I mean, if anyone understands, I know you understand, so. But, yeah, so in my spare time, just kind of hanging with the kids as much as possible and getting some gaming in there, here and now. But, yeah, I mean, we haven't really done much since the last time, I guess, we've talked.
You're still playing Phasmophobia, or you got a different game you've been playing?
No, you know me. I'm always rocking Phasmophobia. I've been trying some new games. Deep Rock Galactic, that's been pretty fun.
Okay, I've heard of it. I'm not particularly familiar with it.
I've just recently started playing it. My friend group, they've been playing it for a while, but... I've been so stuck in my ways playing Phasmophobia that I refuse to play anything else. But I tried it for the first time last week, and it's fun. I mean, it was something different, and it's basically you go, you're dwarves, and you just go and mine minerals, but you have to fight off, like, different insects. It's almost like the insects from Peter Jackson's King Kong. So you got to fight those off while you're doing your thing down there, and then you have, you know, your whatever objective to complete. So yeah, it was fun. We've been trying to do a card night, like an in-person card night, but unfortunately my friends don't know how to play anything other than 21, so.
But why does it have to be cards?
I think I just brought up the suggestion of, hey, let's play cards, and then it was like, oh, well, let's just have a card night, and I'm like, okay. Every now and again, it's been a hot minute, but we play, now I'm drawing a bunch, Cards Against Humanity. During the spooky seasons, so fall, we'll bust out the Ouija board.
Count me out of that one. I'm superstitious enough to be terrified of Ouija boards.
Well, see, this one's not like the classic homemade trope one. This one's like a Hasbro one, so.
So still doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be like an old fashioned Ouija board. If someone just even took a piece of paper and wrote all the letters on it, and then like, you know, like use something, anything for a planchette, I'd still be out. I want no part of trying to connect with the dead.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I take it with a grain of salt when we play, because we just, I mean, we're not serious people, so.
Well, that's the worst kind of people to be messing with the.
That, I mean, you have a point. If we accidentally summon something, then I guess. No, and see, I've been waiting for Hogwarts Legacy to go on sale. I'm just too cheap to pay the $60 for it. So hopefully it'll go on sale soon, maybe around when it gets closer to more springy time.
I'm like constantly watching sales on the Xbox and the Microsoft store. Man, it's really rare to see Hogwarts Legacy going for sale. Is it going for a sale that's like actually meaningful anyways?
Right.
But like there's games though that are just constantly on sale. If you don't get them, like the Far Cry games constantly going on sale.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, if I miss out on a sale of Far Cry, you don't give it a month and it's going to be back down to sale price. Yeah, I have a habit of buying games when they're on sale and then not actually playing them. They just kind of collect digital dust in my hard drive. I think I got Red Dead Redemption 2 the other day. Just because it was like a really good price. I had $10 in credit on my Microsoft account. The $100 version of Red Dead was on sale for $30. So I used my $10 credit and got it for $20. And then I downloaded it and I haven't touched it. It's been sitting there for about a week, and I'm like, I keep thinking, man, I really should actually play that since I got it. But I've played through the intro of it before. If I remember correctly, it's a pretty long intro, and it's one of those things. It's like, well, if I'm gonna sit down to play this, I want to actually like really sit down to focus on it and play it. And do I want to spend an hour or longer getting through a tutorial? But it's there, and someday I will probably sit down to actually play it.
I've never played any of the Red Dead games, honestly. Even when, like, I mean, when I lived with my roommate at the time, my best friend, he had it, and, you know, he had it on the Xbox, but I never tried it.
I played the first one through 1.5 times. I got it the day it launched back on the 360. I think it was a 360 game, if I remember correctly.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. It was the only Rockstar game, and even to this day, the only Rockstar game I've ever actually finished. But it was really freaking good. Liz picked up a copy of it once from a garage sale for me for like $1. And it's on the backwards compatibility list.
Mm-hmm.
So it looked better. Like Microsoft has, I don't know what they do, man, but they've got some sort of magic in their consoles. You know, the 360 version looked a little bit better when played on a Xbox One, but it looks really good when you play it on the Series X.
Yeah.
Like I said, they've got some sort of secret sauce in that machine. That when you play older games, they up-res them really good. A lot of the times they'll get the frame rate boost. I can't tell 60 frames from 30 anyways, but it's there. But like the textures will somehow be a little bit better, and the lighting will usually be a little better because they have they'll just automatically make things HDR. Maybe a month or two ago, it might have been longer. I can't remember anything these days, but not too long ago, Rockstar re-released the first Red Dead for PlayStation 5 owners.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people were upset because it wasn't like, and I don't know if they re-released it or if it was just backward compatible. I'd have to double check that. But either way, people were a little upset because it was like the price was maybe a little bit higher, I think, than they wanted it to be. And the enhancements were kind of okay. The enhancements were basically the same thing you would get if you played it through backwards compatibility on the Series X. It was really weird. I don't think Rockstar really cares that much. Like, you know, they just print the money. I don't think they're all that worried about. I think they're like, well, we did a thing. You should be happy we did a thing.
And be grateful.
Just, yeah, pretty much.
Going back to what you said about the frame, if you put two different, like, whatever frames in front of me, I would not be able to tell the difference. I've never been able to tell the difference.
I've got a friend that swears by frame rates. Like, if he plays a game that's not running at 60 FPS, he'll get kind of annoyed. He claims he can tell the difference between 60 and 30. But I don't think he can. I think it's a placebo. I think it's all in his head. I hear a lot of, like, people on gaming podcasts and stuff that, and tech podcasts in general, that claim they can tell the difference between 60 and 30. And if they can, good for them. But I've never been able to tell the difference between 60 and 30. The current Forza Motorsport game, well, and the Horizon games too, allow you to toggle between like performance and quality mode, and performance will tone down the graphics just a little bit, and then but you'll get like 60 frames per second, and then quality is higher slightly better graphics with 30 frames.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll switch between the two, and I can't tell the difference between either of them, either visually or frame rate wise. I kind of think that games have just kind of, at least visually, I think games have just kind of plateaued for me, where it's like, it looks good. It looks good. And if I dumb down the visuals, it still looks really good to me. I think I could probably tell the difference between a game running at 30 frames versus a game running at 120, though. But I don't have a TV that can do 120, so there's a ways to go before I can ever actually test that out.
Yeah.